Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. The Duluth Superior Film Festival is upon us, happening this week through Sunday, June 2nd. It's 5 days of Minnesota-made films, Minnesota and world premieres, talks, conversations, and more. Two of the participants join us here on Radio Gallery.
I'm Mike Schultz. My medium is film.
I'm Lance Kerstein.
You guys are both part of the Duluth Superior Film Festival this year.
Yep.
Yeah.
How exciting is this?
I'm excited. I'm happy.
I don't think we've actually shown a movie at the same time there before.
No, it's just bad luck. It's not because we don't like each other.
Right. No, this has been fun, though. We get to do interviews together now.
Yep.
So you've been a part of the film festival in the past.
I have, yeah. I've played a couple films there. I think Kinder Jumper played there last year, and that was about a local ophthalmology tech who is also a baby-eating professional wrestler in Japan. And then several years ago, Lost Conquest played there, and that was about this weird belief we have in Minnesota that Vikings settled our state in the 1300s, which isn't true. And then I think Wicker Kittens and Wild Bill's Run both played there.
Yeah.
Those are many years ago. Yes. So this year my film is Rip List, and it's about a celebrity death pool. It's a documentary. We follow some people who, kind of like a fantasy football draft, they choose who might die in the next year among famous people, not people they know. And whoever gets the most dead celebrities right in a year wins.
And this is the opening night film.
It is.
How does that feel?
It feels great because they're playing it at the North Shore. I mean, I would be honored, you know, anyway, but I'm extra excited that they're playing it at the North Shore Theater, which I've seen a few movies at the North Shore, but it's going to be quite an upgrade this year.
Tell us a little bit about your background for people that don't know you.
Well, I'm a documentary filmmaker who lives in the woods outside of Duluth, and I grew up in Fargo, and I don't know if that's maybe responsible for some of my sensibilities, but I try to make more, let's say, humorous documentaries, lighthearted documentaries.
Now, would you consider Rip List lighthearted?
It's very funny. Yes, I would consider it lighthearted. Cool. I know it's about death, and we ask each of the members of the death pool, well, what's going to happen to you when you die? And it gets, you know, serious at times. But they're very funny people. And the whole thing that they're doing is so morbid and disturbs a lot of people that we tried to have fun with it. One of the characters at one point in the movie says, you know, the game of life is fun. Why can't the game of death be kind of fun?
Also joining us is Lance Kerstein showing his film Hyperdark at Zinema on Thursday at 7 p.m.
I went to film school in Los Angeles for 2 years, and I made my thesis film called Filmmaker out there. And when I came back to Duluth, we showed it at the film fest, and that was kind of my first exposure to this whole crazy world. And then I started making feature films, so I made a movie called Cult in 2014, and then a movie called Artificial in 2016. The movie I'm showing this year is kind of a continuation of everything I've been working on. It's called Hyperdark, and it's set up like a paranormal encounter movie. It's about a character who has a paranormal encounter, but
it sounds a little spooky.
It is a little spooky. I think it's a horror movie. There's no jump scares or anything like that in it, but what we are trying to do is create an environment, an atmosphere where what was going on inside the audience's mind matched the character, the paranoia, the distrust.
How fantastic is it that there is a film festival as part of this community and that this is something that you can plan to be a part of?
I mean, it's really just made my whole life amazing. I tell Richard, the director of the festival, every year, like, this was the best week of my life, and it's never a lie. And every year, it feels like it just gets better and better.
The main reason I think sometimes I make movies is to go to film festivals and just meet other filmmakers and talk to people who understand why I'm compelled to do what I do. So I love having the Duluth Superior Film Festival.
The Duluth Superior Film Festival happens Wednesday, May 29th through Sunday, June 2nd. Find links and a full schedule at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen with assistance from Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. Funding provided by the family-owned Duluth Grill and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on the homepage And under Programs, you can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.